At a March 6 ceremony outside the gates of the Arrow Lakes Caribou Society, ALCS, breeding pen near Nakusp, Sinixt elder Rick DeSotel didn't let a partly burned elk stew ruin the day. The ceremony, hosted by DeSotel and other members of the Washington State-based Colville Confederated Tribes, CCT, instilled hope in another successful season for the central Selkirk subpopulation of caribou, which ALCS has spearheaded conservation of since 2019. Tobacco was handed out for offerings, and DeSotel acknowledged ALCS staff for their years of work, remarking on the regrowth of the region's caribou population. "I love to talk to the younger generation," DeSotel told Black Press Media. "The caribou is something I'd like my grandchildren to see." Back as far as the 1860s, DeSotel's ancestors enjoyed the historic range of these caribou, known as Styelka in the Salish language, hundreds of kilometers south, due to fewer brush fires and other modern-day impacts of white settlers on the forested landscapes. The Sinixt peoples would pursue caribou in abundance along the rivers with canoes and dogs, but their numbers have dwindled dangerously low and disappeared entirely from much of DeSotel's ancestral land. "I relate to them, just like the salmon not being able to return to their range here," he said, referencing his ongoing battle to attain full indigenous rights in Canada as a member of a transnational tribe. Today, this herd enjoys the southernmost range of North America's caribou. Historically, these ungulates roamed southward through the Kootenays and into the north reaches of Washington State, Idaho, and Montana. Today, they're absent south of the Canada-U.S. border, let alone near the CCT's administrative center in Nelson. "It would be great to have caribou back in Nelson," said Sinixt policy analyst Herb Alex, who periodically visits Nakusp, and added, "It's just about getting them to stay. If their range can be re-expanded farther south." As well, the states are hopeful that one day they can have caribou back again, said Aaron McLeod, ALCS project coordinator. While the ALCS pen remains empty for winter, McLeod and her team will start netting, tagging, and rounding up caribou by helicopter around the end of March, and will work in closer collaboration with CCT this year following their June 2024 memorandum of agreement. The 2024 season saw 10 female caribou collared, but this year, we're hoping that we can capture all 12 females, McLeod said. The tree line around her towering with cloud-cut mountains the caribou find refuge on. This year, ACLS will prioritize not leaving male calves alone in captivity without other young caribou companions and will work to double the size of the 6.5-hectare pen to 12.5 hectares. The pen currently bears a 1.2 kilometers, predator-proof perimeter and affords about half a hectare per caribou, meaning it fits 13 grown females under ideal circumstances but will need to be bigger to accommodate the growing size of the region's recovering population. ALCS annually seeks volunteers to help gather the total 300 kilograms of lichen needed to feed the caribou over the course of the breeding season. For scale, a mesh soccer bag fits about 4 or 5 kilograms of this nutritious fungi algae snack. "That's basically their only food in the winter at higher elevations," she said, adding that ALCS began hiring caribou shepherds last year to ease the burden of lichen collection. However, as of Monday, March 3, ALCS has already collected enough lichen to nourish 11 caribou for the 2025 season, thanks to nearly 1,400 volunteer hours pitched in. As the caribou pass more and more days in the pen, ALCS staff gradually transition the diet away from lichen and onto high-nutrient pellets. "It's helped these caribou and ALCS's work that the provincial government has performed predator control the last couple of years to mitigate local wolf and cougar populations," McLeod said. While this practice has grown contentious for some, she notes that caribou penning and predator control work best hand in hand. McLeod also shared with attendees on March 6 that chronic wasting disease poses a risk to local caribou, amid the fatal infection being found in at least 5 deer around Cranbrook this winter. Anyone accessing the pen's entrance area was required to put on disposable boot covers, minimizing the risk of disease contamination. ALCS will carry out its 5-year review later in 2025, and the provincial government continues to support the Central Selkirk subpopulation as well through its larger caribou recovery program. To learn more about ALCS, visit arrowlakescariboususociety.com.